Blog Talk Radio.
IMTM Worldwide Radio. We are on the air on January 9th, 2016, and very excited. This is my first show where I have a guest for the year, my first show with a guest for the new year, I should say. And I'm excited because of who it is, because this person has so much in store. Let me go ahead and read the show title for you. Beige Fletcher starts 2016 with an intimate lunch and learn. Author, life coach, inspirational speaker, Paige Fletcher, had a successful year in 2015. She is looking for even a bigger year in 2016. More importantly, she is looking to help even more women set and achieve goals. So many women are on the verge of accomplishing a dream or an aspiration, but many of them, sometimes they feel stuck or they feel discouraged, because of either not knowing how to overcome an obstacle or simply they don't have support. Beige is looking to provide this and more to all who take advantage. On January 16th, she is personally coming to Delray Beach, Florida. So if you're a woman living in the city or in the cities of Boca Raton or West Palm Beach, you should attend. Listen to the show today to learn about Beige, find out about the specifics of the event and the details. You will not want to miss out on the decade of experience that Beige brings to the table. Beige has appeared on shows such as Dr. Phil, The Breakfast Club, and other well-known shows and programs. So that's the show notes for this afternoon, folks. And we're very eager to have Ms. Beige Fletcher on. We're going to have her on in a few minutes. But I want to go ahead and make sure that everybody knows that, of course, you can join the show, this podcast, if you happen to be listening. Definitely go into the chat room, which I'm going to go ahead and launch now. So that way, if you're a little shy, you don't want to talk, you could always throw in a note or two, and I'll read it on the air. So I'm launching that now. And, of course, if you're listening, you can call in at 646-652-4479. All right, we got everything set up and ready to go. So we're going to go ahead and bring on our special guest for the year. And let's go ahead and do that right now. Good afternoon, Beige. Are you there?
Hey, yeah, I'm here. How are you, Chris?
All right, I'm doing all right. Just had to give you that round of applause right off the bat, right?
I appreciate the hospitality.
No problem at all. Well, let's go ahead and bear with me a moment. I knew it was something I was forgetting. How are you doing, by the way? First of all, I want to thank you for taking the time to, you know, get on the air with me today.
I've been blessed, and thanks for having me. I'm looking forward to speaking to the ladies.
All right. Well, first and foremost, let's see if I can – bear with me. I'm having a little bit of technical difficulty here. No worries, though. Ah, there we are. Are you enjoying winter so far, Paige? I know the other day you were talking about Atlanta in winter. How's it going so far up there?
It's not too bad. I've only been here for a couple of years, and the first 2 years it snowed, so that wasn't a warm welcome at all. But this year it's not too bad, so I'm enjoying it.
Excellent, excellent. So before we start officially, go ahead and tell the audience a little bit about yourself.
Well, the name is Paige Fletcher, B-A-J-E, that sounds like the color. I was born in Brooklyn, New York, and raised in Jamaica, the island. I started pursuing modeling and acting when I was about 18, and I did that full-time until I wrote my first book called A Gold Digger's Guide, G-O-A-L, not G-O-L-D, How to Get What You Want Without Giving It Up. And I also authored The Breakup Guide, How to Get Over It in Half the Time. That sums me up in a nutshell.
Excellent. All right, so let's get into it, because I'm going to broach those books in a little bit. But first and foremost, the event is called An Intimate Lunch and Learn, and it's going to be in Delray Beach. Why did you choose Delray Beach as the first city that your Design Your Life workshop takes place in?
I chose Delray Beach, Florida, because it's one place that I frequent. I go there about once a month or so, and I see the need for it among the people in the community. And I've already done workshops in the bigger cities like Atlanta and New York and Los Angeles, and I wanted to start stopping at the cities that most, I guess, known people or celebrities or life coaches kind of fly over. So Delray is one of the first ones on the map.
That is a good point, because usually you don't see, an event flyer or a TV radio ad, for somewhere like a Delray or Hatchachuppee, Alabama, or anything like that. And a lot of times it's not easy for people who live in those communities to travel to the larger cities for something, such as what you're doing. So that's a big deal. That's really commendable of you. Let me ask you
exactly.
This.
Thank you. But I really chose those cities because I do realize that the people who need the help the most aren't, in the big cities. So I have the flexibility to travel, and I don't mind going to those smaller cities and just sharing what I know with other people so they can also get ahead.
And I know any of the ladies that will get to see you will definitely appreciate that effort that you're putting in. That goes into my next question. Was there a reason why you wanted to do an event in the midday? Because, of course, it's called an intimate lunch and learn. So tell me a little bit about it without giving away too much, if you can, okay?
Yeah, I chose lunchtime on a Saturday because I realized that most people work. My schedule is pretty flexible, so it doesn't really matter when I do it. But I did notice that a lot of people wanted to make the other one, and they couldn't have one because some of them were on weekdays and most people work 9 to 5, which is kind of ironic because I'm doing the workshop so these people can get out of the 9 to 5 rat race. But at the same time, I still want to make it convenient. So for this one particularly, I changed it from a weekday to a weekend. People had the opportunity to attend it. And I also didn't do it on a Sunday like I did my last one because I got a lot of emails from people who wanted to come from out of state, and they weren't able to make it back to their jobs on time for that Monday. So I chose Saturday around noon this time. But the people who really wanted to, they made it. I had people come to my Atlanta workshop from Florida, from New York, from Ohio, and from Canada. So if people really want it, if people really want it, they'll find a way. But at the same time, I want to make it easier on them. So that's why I chose Saturday at noon.
That's perfect then. What are the some of the subjects or topics that you'll be discussing at this particular workshop?
At this particular workshop, it's called Design Your Life. It's a goal-setting seminar. So I know a lot of people have New Year's resolutions, and usually by March or so they kind of fall off. And that's because they're not effectively planning their goals. A lot of them don't have a vision board or a wish list or a goal board. A lot of them don't keep that in front of them somewhere they can see on a daily basis. They don't attach it to anything, so there's no burning desire. If you're just creating a goal without without a back at it or a reason why you want to accomplish that goal, a deep reason, then you're not going to accomplish it. So I show them how to creatively, how to effectively create their goal boards, how to just map out their lives. Yeah, how to map out their lives on paper, how to set goals and reach them quicker, how to find their passion. A lot of people, either they don't know what they're passionate about or they don't know how to capitalize off that passion. So I show them how to find their passion or their purpose or their gift in life and how to capitalize off of that, how to make money from that so they don't have to spend their lives working towards somebody else's dream. I show them how they can make their dream come true and make money off of it at the same time. And best of all, I show them how to partner and barter with other people in order to get ahead. Because a lot of times people say, well, I want to open my business, but I don't have any money to start it, or you have to have money to make money. That's not true. If you're strategic about it and if you know ahead of time who can help you and you reach out to those people and find out what they need and how you can help them in exchange, you both can help each other without spending actual money. And if you have a list of 5 or 6 people that you're trying to get to who can help you accomplish those goals and you tell them what you have to offer, then that's a way you can get ahead without spending money. So I teach women how to just partner and barter with each other. Because when I started this company, the Goal Group, G-O-A-L, it's just to help women in particular, everybody, but I have a soft spot for women. So to help women reach their goals by partnering up with other women. So if you want to lose weight, I'd partner you up with other people who have the same goal. If you want to further your education or excel in your career or start your own business, or if you're a single mother and you find it hard to go out or get back on the dating scene or just to go to networking events because you don't have the money to pay a sitter, I would partner you up with other women who have the same issues. That way you guys can probably rotate one day a week where you can watch their kids so they can go out and vice versa. So it's just a big support system, mostly for women.
And that makes so much sense. And but one of those little nuggets that you threw in there, I have a question about. What do you feel stops people in general from setting general goals in the first place? What do you think stops them?
I think most people just don't stop. Most people don't take the time to figure out what they want. And usually it's like usually they see somebody in their community who they aspire to be like, and that makes them stop and wonder if they can do it themselves. Or sometimes it's a big tragedy in your life or the loss of someone, and it gives you that time to reflect. But a lot of times we don't take time to reflect. We're born in a system where it says go to school. We go to school until we're 18, then we go to school again. When we graduate, we get a job, try to stay in that job until we retire, and then we try to live our lives when we're like 64, which is ridiculous. So I think the issue with people who don't set goals is they just don't stop to think, you know? They don't stop to think about life or what they want. They're just worried about enjoying the few hours they're off each day or the weekend and then getting back to work. So most people just don't take the time to reflect.
That's pretty deep right there. So
that's
a secondary question.
And another reason why is a lot of them don't think, a lot of people with goals, they don't think they can really accomplish them. They seem far-fetched. I remember when I created my first goal board, listed on it was I wanted to get my degree, I wanted to get a Mercedes-Benz, I wanted to own my house, I wanted to move outside of Orlando to Los Angeles, I wanted to travel the world, and a friend of mine saw it, and he's like, that's so far-fetched, like, I don't know, and a part of me felt so ashamed, but bigger part of me, like, knew what I deserved. So needless to say, I kind of stepped back from that friendship and I pursued my goals and I got everything I wanted off of that goal board. So a lot of times people just don't think it's attainable. And they don't think it's attainable because they're surrounded by others who think the same way. So a lot of times they have to separate themselves from those dysfunctional relationships and dysfunctional friendships and find mentors. So that's the second reason. They just don't feel like it's reachable or attainable.
And you answered my secondary question, actually. What do you think holds people back from working towards their goals if they are able to set a goal? So you answered that question perfectly, so I appreciate that.
I also want to interject. A lot of times they also think that it's just going to take too long. When you think in terms of months and years, yeah, it kind of seems long, but you're going to be living anyway. And chances are if you're not working on your goals, you're going to be working on somebody else's, like your boss's. So don't worry so much about the time. Just map out your goals and take it one day at a time is what I tell people. Because you're going to spend that time anyway. Might as well spend it building your dreams so you can live a free life and a happy life.
It makes perfect sense. Hopefully everyone is listening and appreciating that point right there. Next question for you. You have written two books, and you've actually mentioned them, and you're actually working on a third, I understand. Could you talk about your books a little bit for me?
Yes, I can a little bit. The one I'm working on now is called Design Your Life, and that's the same title as my workshops. And it's something I'm passionate about because most people just don't design their lives. They don't create the lives they want. They just live somebody else's life. And listed in this book is hundreds of lessons that I've learned over the years, lessons that have caused me to be independent and financially free and happy, you know, lessons from millionaire mentors I've encountered along the way, some of which I call friends now, and just lessons from positive people who wanted to see me succeed, from goal setting to overcoming adversity to finding happiness to creating streams of residual income, going after your dreams. It's just an all-around success book, something I wish somebody handed to me when I was like 16, 17, you know, but it's never too late. So that's a part of me just giving back, because almost everything that I've used to be successful, I've put in that book.
Okay. The other books that you have, could you tell the audience a little bit about those? Because those where you, especially when you started, has gotten you a lot of acclaim. And actually, there's something I want you to talk about once you mention the other books as well.
Okay. The first book is really what put me on the map. A Gold Digger's Guide, G-O-A-L, How to Get What You Want Without Giving It Up. My first interview ever was on Dr. Phil, and since then I've been back about two more times after that. But that's where women all over the world were really introduced to me, and from that first airing, they started reaching out to me. They loved my views. They loved my confidence. They loved the way I was just telling them to not settle and to get what they want. And they are the one who make the rules, and they have the power. So don't let men forget that. So women from all over the world started writing into me for more advice. And that's when I became a life coach. And I've been coaching people for the last 5 or so years. And the second book is The Breakup Guide, How to Get Over It in Half the Time. Because just going through my emails from women, I saw that a lot of questions they wanted answers to were about their exes, or how do they get back their ex, how do they save their relationship. Sometimes a relationship isn't worth saving. They don't like to hear that part, but it's, you know, it's true. So with that book, I just showed women how to value themselves, how to set their own goals so they have their own life, so they're not tied up so their whole life isn't tied up into some man. So I showed them how to map out their goals, how to stay busy while they're going through a breakup, and just use that energy and focus on the future, focus on building. And before you know it, he'll be like a distant memory.
Wow. So, Beige, can you do me a favor? Could you give an experience of can you give an experience of how someone reading your books have personally benefited?
Yeah, one woman in particular that stands out to me. I was in the shoe store shopping for shoes, and I went to the counter and I rang up my purchase, and she asked me, can I stand to the side for a minute? She wants to speak to me. I'm like, uh-oh, what did I do now? But I stood there for like 2 minutes until she took clear of the other customers, and she came over to me. She told me her name, and I said, hi, I'm Beige. She said, I know who you are. She said, I read your book, and because of your book, I was able to purchase my first house, and I just want to say thank you. Yeah, and that made me feel, words can't even describe it, because that was the mission of the book, is to educate women, show them how I got what I got, show them how they can tap into their own power, and, you know, everything, the world is limitless. It's all a matter of what you want and what you're willing to do for it. So she's a local Atlanta woman, and she came to my first workshop after that, and we kept in close contact after that, and actually started working on some projects together. So she stands out in my mind the most.
That is a wonderful story, and
it is.
You can't ever discount. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Sorry. Yeah, I wanted to say two other women that stood out to me over email. One told me that a year ago she was homeless, and now this year she made over $75,000. That was one that made me feel good.
Say that
I remember
again?
The third one.
Wow.
She said she was homeless last year, and she came across my book. And after reading my book and applying the methods and the lessons, she made $75,000 in a year.
Wow,
and
that's
the third
not
one
worth
was
going
a woman.
Your workshop.
I know, right? And the third one was a woman. She's from North Carolina. That after reading my book, it just gave her the courage to start her own hair salon. So she has a thriving hair salon in North Carolina, and she wrote into me just to say thank you. So that touched me.
Wow. Well, here's the next thing. I guess maybe I'm just writing these questions perfectly, or you saw them somehow. I don't know how you did that because I didn't show them to you. Is that what it is? Can you tell the audience more about your life coaching? Because I know, of course, you're in Atlanta, but everybody is not in Atlanta. But there's people out there who probably would love to get some of your life coaching. So could you tell us how you do your life coaching? And how and how that actually works?
Yes, I coach people either over the phone or through email or via like webcam or in person. And in person, it can be by the hour where we sit down one on one, or it can be a 4-hour outing where I just take them out. I like to call it in the field, but I take them out whether it's dinner or an event or. It's just tailored towards them to see how they operate with people and what they're doing wrong and what they're doing correctly. And I just coach them through the process in lifetime. And my coaching rates, they start anywhere from 50, that's for emailing, up to 1,000, and that's for the outing. So I have a range for everybody. It's just about how convenient it can be for them if they're not in town.
Okay. Well, that sounds reasonable to me just because of those experiences that you just gave. Let me go ahead and just go into the next question. Because, of course, in person, you know, people would love to be able to see you in person because the being personable goes a long way, and it's something that they seldom forget. So where are some of the cities that you have planned on going this year? Or have you – I don't know if you thought, of course, that far ahead, but what cities do you think you want to go to this year?
Off the top of my head, I know I want to go to Washington, D.C. I want to go to Houston, Texas, Miami, of course, and some smaller cities in between. I read all my emails, so I pay attention to where women want me to come. So I'm in the process of just putting that list together to see who I can reach out to. first.
Exactly. Okay. Well, I'm sure everybody right now who might be listening is definitely probably about to shoot you an email and say, hey, I need you to come to my city. So that being said, if people want to keep up with where you are going, how to get life coaching, purchase your books, how can they do that?
My email address is ilovebage@gmail.com. ilovebage@gmail.com. They can also check me out on my website, which is Miss Bage, B-A-J-E, so MissBage.com, on my company site, where they can see some of the things we have coming up, like this Design Your Life workshop on January 16th, is thegoalgroupinc.com. That's the, G-O-A-L, group, I-N-C.com. And I'm on my social sites. I'm on all of them. So on Twitter, it's Model Bage. On Instagram and Facebook, it's Miss Bage, M-I-S-S-B-A-J-E, as well as on LinkedIn. And on YouTube, it's Bage Fletcher. So subscribe, because I have a lot of free tutorials that I put out there.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. So ladies, if you're listening and you do happen to live in the state of Florida, you live in the city of Delray Beach or Boca Raton or West Palm Beach or anywhere else in the state of Florida, because just like Bae said, if you really want it, you'll show up. If you have questions about the event, again, visit thegoalgroupinc.com. You can also, what's the email again, Bae?
ilovebage@gmail.com.
All right. So, I really
before you go,
thank you, Bage. Oh, go ahead.
Before you go, I do want to say that even if they don't live in Florida, it's well worth it. I stand behind my work, and I'll help them, because I actually care. There was so many people that helped me along the way, and most of them were family members. It's like my mom passed away when I was 19, and I was in foster care a few years before that. But God put the right people in my life for the right time, whether they gave me a couch to sleep on or some meals or a book or some knowledge. You know, people looked out for me all my life, and it'll be well worth it if you can make your way to Florida. I don't know how long I'll be doing the workshops for. I do have a lot of other things I'm working on, but while you do have access to me, take advantage of it. Find your way to Florida, whatever you have to do, because you spend money to go to other events, and you spend money on hair and clothes and makeup, and at the end of the day, you're in the same place you've been in, like, 2, 3, 4, 5 years. Like, to get something you never had, it's true. It's true. To get something you never had, you got to do something you never done. And you have to invest in yourself. You have to read books. You have to go online and watch tutorials. You have to go to workshops and seminars and network with people. So let this be your first step. It's not going to happen overnight, but it'll happen. But you have to take the first step. Come to my workshop. I'll teach you what I know. I'll teach you what I know. I haven't had to work in 10 years. Last year alone, I was able to fly myself to 10 countries. I own my own home. I'm actually a landlord, too. And I have, you know, different streams of residual income, so I don't have to work. And this is what I try to teach people. Like, working is the worst way to make money. And the rich know this. So I just want to share what I know with working class people, so they don't have to struggle for most of their lives. I watched my mom struggle till she was like 60, you know, and then she died. She didn't take vacation. She didn't even own a car, you know. Like, people don't have to live like that. So I want to teach them what I know, but you got to invest in yourself. You got to show up.
Well, I was going, and I'm glad you mentioned really all of those things. I was going to interject just one thing, but you kind of mentioned all of them, actually, of why you should be participatory in things of this nature as far as workshops and seminars and things of that nature, and being able to talk to people like yourself who have the real-life experience. And let me go ahead and just tell the audience this. I can vouch for Bage Fletcher, everyone. She's very sincere in what she's talking about, and I've seen some of what she has done with people who have just paid a little bit of attention to what she says, and I can see the benefits, you know, firsthand. So, you know, if you're a woman anywhere in the United States of America, the sound of my voice, and also Bage's, definitely it's a big deal for you to be in Delray Beach next Saturday. So one more time, Beige, the name of the event and how they can reach in regards to getting their tickets.
It's the goal. I'm sorry. It's Design Your Life Goal Setting Seminar. It's an intimate lunch and learn among us women. Men, you can come, but I'm going to be talking to the women. But, you know, men are there. Everybody's invited if you just want to be successful. And you can reach me at ilovebeige@gmail.com. And once again, it's at Tavern Opa on Atlantic Avenue, downtown Delray, January 16th from 12 to 4. Be there.
Well, I know you're very excited, Beige. I want to thank you so much for taking time out your hectic schedule to join me today. And I know everybody that attends your event is not only going to have a good time, but they're going to learn about, again, goal setting. It's a new year. You know, you can only, you know, be getting ready to get ready, but for so long, right? So this should be the first event that everybody should to be at. So I'm very excited for you. And, again, I can't wait to have you on my show later on this year, okay?
Yeah, and they don't have to take my word for it. They can go on YouTube and pull up Design Your Life by Beige Fletcher, and they'll hear the other testimonies of other people who attended them over this past year. So listen, do your research.
Uh-oh, listen to you. Uh-oh. Let me stop. Again, everyone, Beige is someone that you have to – you just have to be there. It's different seeing someone online and then being able to see and meet them in person, just like the personal experience of the person saw shopping for shoes. That was just out of the blue. You can't make that kind of stuff up, people. So you want to be there, get in front of her, find out what she's talking about, benefit for someone with a wealth of experience. So, again, Beige, I thank you for being on the show. I look forward to having you on again really soon.
Thanks so much, sis. Bye.
All right, bye. Take care now. Wow, that was an awesome, awesome, awesome interview with Beige Fletcher, the owner of the Goal Group. Again, she's based in Atlanta, but she travels, and she'll travel to your city, but you have to hit her. You have to hit her up. ilovebeige@gmail.com is the email, so you can make a request. You know, if a certain number of people start hitting her up, she can put it on the schedule. She's the first city, you know, in her tour this year is in Delray. And she is going to visit some of the larger cities in America, but she wants to come to smaller cities that normally does not get an opportunity to hear and see a person of her stature. So get excited. If you heard this interview and you know someone who needs to hear it, send it to them, okay? And, of course, you can. I'll give you the information right off after the break. I can't even speak. I'm so excited. After the break, I will iterate my show information so that way you'll be able to do that for your friends and family who, again, one, who are in Florida, and then two, are out of state but would like to travel, or three, who would like Beige to come to their city. So stay tuned. Again, 646-652-4479 is the number you can call in and ask questions about Beige Fletcher. We just had an interview of her. We're going to be right back. We're going to take a quick little break so I can try to not get tongue-tied. I need some water, people. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. We'll be right back. Hey, everyone. This is Chris, IMTM Worldwide Radio. We're back on the air. And again, I apologize because I always forget when that particular song ends. That was actually a track from Chris Pritham called Never Break. Chris Pritham is a producer who works for many different artists in the industry, as well as several corporations where his music is played on the regular. So if you want real music, hit him up on Twitter at Chris Pritham, and also on the company site, Illit Records, ILL-IT.com. Check them out. Tell them that Chris Royce has sent you. We just had a fabulous interview of the owner of the Gold Group, Paige Fletcher. She has started life coaching over the last 5 years, but over the last year and a half, she's focused on actually producing workshops called Design Your Life. And the next one is going to be on January 16th in Delray Beach, Florida, called Intimate Lunch and Learn. She talked about the benefits of why you should be there in person. She talked about, you know, why is it so hard for some people to not just initiate a goal, but to actually maintain that goal until achievement. And she said you just had to have heard it. And if you missed it, I'm gonna make sure that I replay the show very soon. And you're going to want to forward this interview to anybody that you know who you care about that has trouble setting a goal and sticking with it. Again, just like I mentioned in my show notes, so many people are so close, and then they quit or give up right at the point where they were about to go over the edge, okay? And Beige could help you avoid that scenario. Again, it's on January 16th, Delray Beach. Go to her website, www.thegoldgroupinc.com. Click on events, and all the ticket information is there. Also, and I just found out that college students get a discount. So if you have a college ID, guess what? You get a discount on your ticket. Also, because it is a lunch and learn, you will get fed. There's a little extra on it, but it's a great restaurant. It'll be worth it. So while you're learning, go ahead and eat a little bit. Again, find out all the information by visiting the website, thegoldgroupinc.com. Click on events. And also you can find out more about Beige herself by going to her personal website, missbeige.com, and that's Beige spelled B-A-J as in Jacob E. Wow. So that being said, what are you going to do in 2016 at this point, right? You listen to someone like Beige who, again, she hasn't worked for anybody. She's been self-sufficient for over a decade. You know, that means that people have seen that. You know, there's evidence of that. You know, and she mentioned she's a homeowner. She has multiple businesses. You know, at a certain point, it's one of those deals, you know, do you want to have any of those things, much less all of them, but at least one of those things in your life? She could tell you how to do it, but guess what? You have to invest in yourself and show up. Or guess what? If you can't make it, she has the life coaching available by phone, via video call, all those different methods. And again, she'll come to your city. You know, let her know. Email her, ilovebeige@gmail.com. She'll come to your city. She has all the time in the world. Again, make sure to get more information about my show, visit blogtalkradio.com/IMTM. That's M as in Mary, IMTM Worldwide, and that's the actual show link. You can subscribe there. But I do post my show on all my social media as well. I have my Instagram page, which is IMTM, the number one. And again, that's M as in Mary. My Facebook page, Innovative Model and Talent Management. And also my Twitter, which is INTELLECT, Intellect, and then ATL. Intellect, ATL, all one word. You'll get all my show information there. Very excited about the new year. There's a lot of stuff going on. And again, it's all revolved around goals. I have a young lady from New Orleans, Louisiana, who's going to be doing her first photo shoot this month, well, actually in February. And she's already about to be in the magazine. The photographer saw her, said, hey, I want to put you in a magazine. Wasn't a guarantee. I didn't tell her that. I just told her I was going to show her to somebody, and that person happened to like her, and that person said he wanted to put her in a magazine. Guess what? If she had never tried in the first place, one of her goals would never have happened. Right? So it's, again, you have to put action into what you want to do. And, again, you have to be that person because no one can do it for you, okay? So, again, goal setting is a big deal, and Beige is somebody who can teach you these things over a period of time until you become an expert like she is. I mean, there's nothing wrong with getting expert information from the expert. She wouldn't have been on Dr. Phil all those different times if she wasn't, if she didn't know what she was talking about, correct? That's Dr. Phil, right? That's syndicated television there, don't you know? So, again, I'm so appreciative of Beige taking some time out. She was my first guest of 2016, so that's cool. So hopefully I'll end the year with her as a guest and hopefully a couple of times in the middle, right? So, again, make sure you visit thegoalgroupinc.com. That's goal, G-O-A-L, groupinc.com. Click on events for this upcoming event. That's next Saturday in Delray Beach, Florida. Tell your friends, tell your family. Also, visit her website at missbeige.com, and you can email her directly at ilovebeige@gmail.com. And, again, that's how you can see if you can schedule some life coaching. You can find out when she's coming to your city. Again, she's like a DJ. She takes requests, all right? So I'm very excited about the new year. Of course, there's a lot of different projects upcoming, things of that nature. Be sure to know that if you are someone who are pursuing certain goals and pursuits in either entertainment or business, I am someone that you should have at least an option of. Visit, again, my website, imtmworldwide.com. You'll find out why I say that. You can also visit my business site, innovativeenterprises.com, where you can find out how you can get your business plan created, how you can get help with your advertising and marketing. You need your website. You need all those things that you say will put you over the top to compete with everybody else. Well, get them, okay? It's very simple. You get them. You either don't or you do. There's no in between, okay? So that's going to end the show for today. I'm going to go ahead and get off the air. Again, thank you to Beige Fletcher for starting off the new year for IMTM Worldwide Radio as far as guests go. And be sure to catch her at Intimate Lunch and Learn on January 16th. In Delray Beach, Florida. All the information, again, will be on the show again very soon today. I'll start replaying it today, actually. And, again, all the women that you know, wherever they might be, if they're having those difficulties of starting a goal, achieving a goal, she's going to step-by-step teach you how to do that. So, again, thank you, Beige. Can't wait to have you on again. This is Chris, IMTM Worldwide Radio. Y'all take care. Have a great weekend. Thank you.